Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana. No, that's not Jordana.
What? Maybe you are. Maybe you are.
I'm kind of losing my mind.
Keep it in. Keep it in.
Are you feeling my energy?
I'm Aileen.
Yeah. It doesn't even say I'm Jordana. It says I'm Aileen on the script.
I know it does. That is so fun.
And I'm Jordana.
You know, it's funny you said, like, is she feeling your energy? I'm just really excited to tell Aileen about my Reiki experience on Back for Seconds after this. Well, where we will be recording that. Jordana, I told you since you were the recommender of the Reiki. And I am I'm so pumped to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it here, but if anyone wants to hear about it, it's over. I'm back for seconds.
I actually told Jared about my Reiki experience on the You Up With Benefits episode that comes out on Monday.
What did he say?
So if you...
Should I wait to listen?
He was making fun of me, obviously. But like, I would make fun of me, but also like... It was good. I thought it was a good conversation.
Give him a crystal on February 20. What was his birthday? 24th?
21st.
Do you only get a crystal 21st. On your birthday?
No, first birthday.
Aileen, don't pretend you don't know about crystals. Last night you told me that you have to recharge them.
It's the only thing I know about them.
Is that what she didn't tell me to do that.
I just know that one fact.
Aileen told me.
That you recharge crystals in the
Were you
full
told
moon?
To recharge your crystals? No, but by a professional. Like, were you
I mean, what is it? Like, is it certified?
Like, I've never heard that before. Or is it just like,
I
are you joking?
I actually Googled it, and there's different methods. You can charge. You have to clean. You have to cleanse and charge them in the sunlight.
How frequently?
That makes sense to me because, you know, a lot of the crystal stuff is like you put all your like negative energy, like transfer it into the crystal.
Yeah, you have to cleanse
so
it.
It's like a vacuum. You've got to clean it out eventually, right?
In the full moon.
Right. I don't know much about the crystals beyond like, you know, what I'll share on Back for Seconds. I don't know that I'm so into the crystal element of it as much as I am into like the session. I don't, well, you will share. It's very interesting. We sound like we've never ever, I never thought we would be saying these things. I'll just put
Holly,
that on the
Holly just asked in the chat, Aileen is a crystal girly? No, I'm not. I just know that from somebody, but, wait, do you know who I would love to talk to about crystals?
Who?
Spencer Pratt.
Why?
I was thinking that, yeah.
Because he's a crystal
I don't think
boy.
He used them right.
That's so funny.
I don't think he used them right.
Okay,
he
still, would people tune does. In if we did an episode with Spencer Pratt on crystals?
Duh, they're doing anything. Their whole pot, they're doing anything to be relevant. They talk about it.
Right, but would the people, would the listeners tune in? Let us know. And
I think he sells crystals.
Oh, okay. I don't really know much about that whole situation.
He's funny.
But to me, it's kind of weird that he sells them because it's like, I don't want his energy. Like, I don't feel like he's like a good example of crystal positive energy.
Well, now he's never going to come, Jordana. So
maybe, okay. I don't want his energy from like the hills back.
He's different energy now. His energy is very funny.
Yeah. I think they're more like self-deprecating and I feel like they know exactly what their brand is and they embrace it in like a campy way.
Their podcast is called, I don't know if it's camp, but their podcast is called like 16th minute or something. Like so they're trying to get that last minute of fame.
Oh, of fame. That's funny. That's hilarious.
And I saw a clip recently that was like, we're really trying to be obvious about trying to stay very relevant, like, and then they ask.
I think it was when Raquel was on Bethany, or something.
That was
they
a different
made a
thing.
Comment. There was at some point related to something with Bravo that they made a comment. Oh, it was with the reality.
Yeah,
reckoning.
That was different.
They were like, "No, we're not being exploited. We're trying to exploit ourselves." Like, this is,
yeah,
that
right,
was kind of,
right. They, yeah,
right, like,
that
they're
was
kind
funny.
Of self-aware. I like it.
I think Didi Murphy was maybe on their podcast or something, And he was asking them, Spencer was asking them advice about, like, what do you need to do? What should we do? And the other guy on the podcast was like, maybe get Lauren Conrad. And they were like, oh, yeah, if you can get like her doppelganger or something on, she would never come near us. She hates – Heidi's like, yeah, she hates me. Maybe she'll apologize. It was very funny.
Oh, she wants Lauren to apologize to her.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. It was actually kind of funny. So it's a
mutual distaste for each other.
Yeah, I don't think they like each other, but it was really entertaining.
If you could have dinner with one reality TV star, who would it be?
One reality TV star. That's a great question.
Reality?
Reality.
Yeah. Hmm.
Anyone from reality?
Yeah. Oh, that's a hard
TV.
Question.
What?
Yeah, on TV. Someone from TV.
Not like a game.
Can we think about it and get back to you next week? And we can let people write in the comments?
Yeah, write in the comments the reviews who you think would be the best person to inspire us to have dinner with, the reality star.
I will just say I started watching Southern Charm last night from the beginning because, well, okay, I've seen like some of season one,
Alexa,
but I've never
two.
Kept, be, this was inspired by me wanting to do
it
because we were talking about it and this, I think she did it first and then maybe I'm doing, I don't remember, whatever.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure which one of you were texting me because she was like, oh my God, Landon, and I texted it back and I was like, wait, I didn't even know who I was talking to.
Yeah, that probably made you kind of feel weird because I also casually mentioned it. So I see why that would be confusing. So yeah, that is, this is an amazing rewatch and I am happy to bring some reports back if people are interested in future episodes, but you know, not if you're not.
It's interesting show from the beginning.
Fascinating. It is. It is so different from every other Bravo show.
Yeah. How so?
Just culturally, I feel like it's very distinct. Because of how distinctly, specifically Southern it is. And they're all like three of them in the first season are like, my great-great-grandpa founded this town. And like her grandfather, great-grandfather was like the vice president.
Charleston?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Charleston. Boykin was one of them.
Oh, okay.
I think Shep's family.
Charleston would be more impressive.
Isn't Catherine related?
Catherine was related to John C. Calhoun, who was the vice president. And they all are like, my family came here in the 1600s.
And they're all like proud of their old plantations. And it's all just like very weird. And also because Charleston is such a small town, they all genuinely know each other and have a real history, like from when they were younger. Right. And the show starts when they're all really young. Well, except for like Shep, who's like always 40. But it starts off where he's 30, but he's still really old. At that time, like Catherine, who's a main character up until like a couple seasons now, but she's like 21 years old and it's really wild. She gets pregnant and it's just like a crazy show.
Crazier. She gets pregnant by Thomas Ravenel, who in the first season is trying to run against Lindsey Graham in the Republican primary for his Senate seat after he was a convicted felon. And he says in the interview, like, I'm a convicted felon from when I was state treasurer of South Carolina. And that means that the only elected offices I can run for are House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. And then he's literally trying to launch a political campaign. And his advisor is like telling him, you got to marry Catherine. She's like the part for you as like a political
really
person.
Wild.
And like, that was just such
a
that's
her?
A different. Yeah.
This is crazy.
But think about that. Like, that is on a Bravo show.
Yeah.
It's so
also
weird.
He's like related to Calhoun too, or something.
He's definitely some founder.
They're both related to some president or the same vice president or something. They're all sort of
related. The show is very white.
Oh, yeah. But then in the first season, they have this random girl, Jenna, who's very, like, iconoclastic. Like, she has short hair and she looks edgy. And, like, that's how they show up.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't last long.
Not Southern. Oh, and Craig. Craig is...
Oh.
I didn't realize Craig was, like, quote-unquote normal, that he's not really from Charleston and that he's... In the first season, he's, like, working at a law firm and he's in law school. And he's saying, like, I can't party as much as my... He gets in trouble for being like late to work, which I'm assuming is because he was like filming and partying with these.
No, he like can't pass the bar. Fathers. It's really. Also, when he starts to sew, it's probably the funniest fucking thing in, on all of television. Like, I fully remember just watching this and being like, this is joy.
One thing I do remember about Charleston is that there are many law firms. Very present, like, that are, like, very public about, like they have all have, like, door signs saying that they are law firms. I just thought it was bizarre.
Well, what else are they going to say?
I don't know. Like, in New York, if you're at a law firm, you're not, like, seeing signs for the law firm on the street as you walk by.
That's gonna be a skyscraper.
Huge skyscrapers.
Should we just get the VMAs out of the way?
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Betches.
Let's talk about the VMAs.
You know what I was thinking? It's kind of weird that it's called, like, it's good that they call it the VMAs because it's the Video Music Awards, and, like, what does that even mean anymore?
Music video?
Yeah, but, like, no one cares about music videos anymore besides, like,
MTV
the Taylor Swift one.
VMAs.
MTV VMAs.
Video Music Awards.
It's a lot of letters.
So it's, like, more about the visual entertainment rather than the audio?
Is that what it's trying to be? I thought it was just, like, the Grammys, but, like, not as prestigious.
Right, like the SAG Awards of, or the Golden Globes of music.
It's by the cable channel MTV to honor the best in the music video medium.
I think it has to do, you know, okay, this makes a lot of sense. I think it has to do with, like, the visuals that come along with the songs, because, like, Taylor Swift won for Antihero, and it's, like, why that song? It's because of the video.
Also, the difference between Grammys and the VMAs, according to Yahoo.com, Grammys are voted on by music professionals who tend to be older, established in their careers, and the VMAs are voted by fans.
Okay, it's like people's younger. Choice.
Yeah.
Is that where they do, like, Best Kiss or something, though?
Yeah, right.
So it's not just music, then?
At the VMAs?
Yeah, didn't they do, like, wasn't the Nickelodeon Awards, was it?
I missed...
They still have the Nickelodeon
happened the other night, I definitely didn't see that.
I don't know. I'd love to get slime.
I feel like People's Holly. Choice would be more like Best Kiss, that kind of thing. Breakout Star.
Oh, it's the MTV Movie Awards. Yes, yes, yes.
NSYNC presented NSYNC. Taylor Swift with an award, right?
Yes.
And so then I did a deep dive on NSYNC. And one, did you know that there was an NSYNC member named, like, Chris?
Yes, I think so.
Kirkpatrick?
Kirkpatrick or something?
Kirkpatrick,
I thought that guy, I didn't realize that one.
I knew his name.
Can you name the other NSYNC members? Well, now that you did the deep dive, you probably can, but could you have?
Probably not, I guess. I know I so could. There's like AJ.
Wait, everybody knows Chris Kirkpatrick.
JC.
Yeah.
JC
Chavez.
Yeah. Justin, obviously. Yeah. Lance.
Okay. Yes, three.
Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
And Chris Kirkpatrick. I guess. But anyway, so there was originally Lance Bass was like a late ad. Because someone else dropped out because he didn't want to be like in a boy band. He didn't realize they were like making music like that. So NSYNC, the name is like the last letter of each of their names, which seems like something you'd think was cool when you were 16 to like create your band name out of.
Yeah.
But
they're also NSYNC.
I thought it was NSYNC because like their dance moves are.
Well, that was like one
NSYNC.
Reason. But then this was the
Single
other reason.
Soon.
Yeah.
But then because Lance Bass was a late ad and the other guy, I think his name was Jason. So he had the N. So they okay. called him like Lanson or something. They just like made it work.
Oh. Why did they have to call him that? Why couldn't they just be like, well, we're in sync? And
because they wanted it to like make sense. They wanted it to like
it
fit.
Makes sense if you just call it in sync because you're performers.
Well, oh, they reunited on the VMAs. They to came present back in Taylor.
On my
well, so did like I read a lot of shady stuff that Justin Timberlake did in their breakup.
I had a feeling. What did he do?
Or at least this is, I mean, this is not according, Justin Timberlake doesn't claim he did this, but I think
this is alleged.
Joey Fatone and Lance Bass both kind of are like, they all get along. I think they're like cool with each other now, but they're both kind of like, when the band broke up, Justin Timberlake was like, hey, like, why don't we take a little break? Like, let's all just take a little break and we'll get back together in like a little bit. And then in the meantime, he was like, I guess he had already started. They didn't know that he had already started recording his like solo album, but he just like didn't tell them. So he said, let's take a little break. And then he started doing the solo album and he just like never told them that he wanted to break up the band, like that he didn't want to come back. So they were just waiting around for like 3 years, just like declining random opportunities because they thought the band was like getting back together. And then and they're like, everyone else knew that the band wasn't getting back together, but the rest of us. So they were just kind of like,
so
it's weird
up.
That no one told us that there were no plans to get back together.
Did they like share a manager? Like
they
did
had
no
a
one...
manager that they wound up suing, like all of them before, like in between albums. I think it was like Lou Pearlman, but they shared like a team and apparently like the team just didn't tell them.
Right. Because they were thrown together by a team. They weren't like a band. It was like, if the Bravo production company
it's like One Direction
never tells the housewives, but they don't know.
Right.
Because it's like they're brought together like by production, not by themselves.
But at that point, they'd been together for a while. They probably thought of themselves as like also friends to an extent.
How long were they together?
I think that happens a lot when there's one person that goes solo and it's like awkward.
Well, like, I think that probably has to do with how the band formed. Like
they were like, we were cool with Justin doing his own thing and like doing his own album, but like we would have appreciated if he just like told us that
like
that was
right.
his plan.
Like it just makes it shady because he didn't tell them. If he had been like, allegedly. Why don't we take a break? I'm going to do a solo album. You guys do what you want to do. But well, he clearly didn't want the competition from his former band members.
He probably wanted the band as a backup in case his solo album just like didn't do well and he wasn't doing that well as a solo artist. He was probably like, okay, well, I'll tell them we're taking a break. And then if it doesn't work out, I can go back.
I think Justin Timberlake's reputation is not going to be on the incline in the next decade. I'll just say.
I'm not really a fan of his solo albums, personally. But I think I'm in the minority.
I think he has some nice songs, you know.
You know, when I hate this song, Cry Me a River. It's like so annoying.
I know. Cry Me a River indeed.
Yeah, so anyway, he presented.
Sorry, long story short.
Holly Ghost, his latest album was a flop.
I don't even
know
what
to
it
know. Was. I didn't know he had an album. That's probably why he's reuniting with NSYNC on stage at the VMAs in 2023 with Chris Kirkpatrick. You know, they're all like 50.
Oh, how old is NSYNC?
NSYNC is all like 50.
They were founded in 1995.
When did they break
so
up?
So they reunited on stage. They introduced Taylor for her award. Taylor
she was
everywhere.
Excited.
She looked really shocked. As usual, and she was really, really fangirling, as usual. And apparently she like lost a $12,000 ring. Did you see that?
Yeah, at the show? And then they found it.
They found
That's
it.
That's the whole story?
No. Yep. And then there was, because nothing happened. The other thing is that they were, Megan Thee Stallion was caught on camera like yelling at Justin Timberlake, and then that was all the headlines,
oh,
and then it turned out.
Oh, that's why I got
it
that
turned
impression.
Turned out, no, he goes, it was nice to meet you, and she goes, no, this is not the official meet. Like, this doesn't count. Like,
oh,
so it looked
like
she
nice,
was just
like a cute.
She was being
thing.
Nice. Okay. It was not real drama. People just coming up with headlines.
Interesting.
Selena Gomez was there looking.
She looked amazing.
Hot.
She looked unreal. I was like, this is like one of my favorite ever looks. Favorite
there?
Looks ever for her.
Looking fab. No. But
saw
no,
the pics.
But Haley posted for their anniversary. I just wait. No, too much information. I really need to get off my phone.
I do have one comment coming out of the VMAs and Taylor Swift, and it is a little bit of a Sammy Sleuth situation, but
oh yeah, should we do the Sammy Sleuth segment right now?
Jordana sleuthed about NSYNC.
Yeah, that was that.
And by
was,
Jordana, I don't mean me.
I didn't like, but I think sleuthing is more like Reddit threads. Like I was more just like on the Wikipedia.
You could sleuth anywhere.
Oh, I thought sleuthing is like internet gossip.
Your deep dive was reading Wikipedia. Yeah. Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Are you aware of like the gaylor community, like who believes that Taylor Swift is?
I saw it on Instagram.
No, I mean,
I haven't seen it. Explain it for me and those who don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so basically, like many people on the internet.
A lot
I guess
of people
you could
have
say.
Been asking.
A lot of people have been asking but for Sammy. Years. But and this isn't like I'm sure you're like generally aware of this thing that Taylor is like. Queer or bi or gay, everyone has their
actually
kind
haven't
of
heard
own.
That one
ever what no. About her and Carly Kloss,
yeah, remember that
they were just good friends. Maybe I have okay. Heard that and I just forgot about it. I don't know.
Okay. Shade never made anyone less gay.
I thought that was just isn't about like loving quote? The gay community,
just right. Saying that
I mean
quote.
it is, but there's okay, so I will spare us like the mountains of
thank you.
Reasons for why. But I do believe that like she might be like some way sexually fluid, whatever
it is. I think most people good are, especially in Hollywood.
But I think the thing is that she wanted to be out. And I think that like the re-record situation, like, okay, there people really thought she was going to come out around like 2019, like the Lover era. If you remember, there was like all, and that's,
doesn't she have a boyfriend?
Not now.
I mean, but like when she, in 2019, didn't she have a boyfriend?
Isn't she speculated to be with a football
man? She did, but like many of the people she's dated, like there's, you know, it's unclear what like the actual bounds of her relationships are, like professional, personal, like.
People think she's going to come out as bi or as like a lesbian?
I don't know. I don't have strong feelings on like what she will come out as. Okay. I feel like to me, she strikes me as more just like anyone, anything kind of.
Pansexual,
like person based, maybe. Okay. But I don't want to like put a label on her. That's sure. Not even the point of this. My point is that she like does a lot of like. I think there's a lot of history and like reason to believe that she has like maybe wanted to come out in the past and then like wasn't able to, partially because of the like Masters situation, and which happened shortly before Lover came out, and that she's been like, you know, I guess through her career like not. You know, kind of just like flagging this a lot. But basically, like, she's very, I think the idea is that she's like pretty afraid of what it will do to her career, which you can like see in the Miss Americana documentary and like all these other things. But my theory is that she's going to come out at the end of the Eras tour and when all her re-records are done. And even if she doesn't necessarily like come out like with a statement, I feel like she will be out. Like, just in fact. And so this ties into the VMAs because last night, because GLAAD posted, you know, the organization,
yeah,
GLAAD.
I know
like
the organization. Yeah.
So, well, just for the people who are listening, because what is that? So they posted a carousel of a bunch of I'll just say like queer LGBT celebrities at the VMAs. And she is the only person who isn't like out openly.
They posted a picture of her?
So they outed her?
They posted a carousel. No, they're not outing her. I think what they're saying is like, we see you even if you're not publicly out.
Is that sounds like outing someone.
No,
it sounds the definition of outing.
They're not outing
even though
her.
You're
she,
not
they would
out,
never post
you're
her.
Out to me.
No, yeah. No, because
she's a supporter.
I think in that community, they understand that like it's not for straight people to know if she's out. It's for that community to know if she's out. So like you wouldn't look at this and be like, oh, Taylor Swift's obviously queer or
everyone
or not
else
straight
in the
yes,
carousel.
Every other person in it is openly
don't
queer
you think that's like a little rude to her if she is
because I think it's like known behind the scene. Like I think all these people in her like they all know is my point. And I think that it's like mutually
Wait,
understood.
Is this in the post VMA's photo dump?
Yes, because here's the thing, like we as straight people wouldn't necessarily think like that. Wouldn't think twice about them putting her in there. They'd just be like, okay, well.
Oh, yeah, she might have.
But that's, I think, something that, like the LGBTQ community would understand about this.
Holly,
like,
what do you think?
To put her in here.
You're a diehard Swiftie. I'm not in the chat, so someone else read it.
It's not her by herself. She's hugging Billy Porter.
Holly, you're a diehard Swiftie to the point of weirdness. Let us know. What do you think?
I will say I completely agree with Sammy. I think she's waiting until she can fully, like, reclaim her name and all of her masters to then fully be herself. And if that means coming out as a part of the gay community or, you know, we don't want to speculate, but if that's what it is, I think she's going to wait until she can fully own herself, if that makes sense. But I definitely have seen the PowerPoints that are 100 pages long on Reddit and of Kaylor.
And by seeing you mean like studied?
I've read them. I've read
them. Okay. Quick reads. Lots of photos.
My friends in college, like senior year, was like, have you heard of Kaylor and SwiftGron? And I'm like, what? And then it was like a deep dive on Taylor and Carly. And then there were rumors of Diana Agron from Glee being with Taylor, which is a whole other thing.
I remember that rumor.
Holly, when 1989 comes out, we should do a side episode about like Diana analysis of 1989. Okay, so we'll plan for that. Okay. I mean, we already know what the songs are going to be. Yes.
Stay tuned
but
for that.
Mostly.
Good luck, guys.
That would be great.
no, okay, but so.
Yeah.
Okay, but about the GLAAD post from the VMAs, what's your take on like that?
It's very interesting that she's the only one who's not known to be queer that's in that carousel. I do think, I mean, they're supporting her. Like, I don't think, obviously they're not like writing anything specifically, but I think for Taylor, it's about the person because we know she loves hard. She falls hard. And I guess everything is just up to our interpretation until we hear it from her.
Until further notice. Yes.
I wish Taylor could just be DVD. Herself. Feel that's free what to be herself. She needs a crystal.
That's what we want from her. She needs some Reiki.
She needs a crystal, yeah.
She was clearly
she definitely. Well, maybe if she listens to Back for Seconds, she can hear about our wonderful Reiki healer and who we're just. She's not even on social media. So, like, she's not trying to be known. Right. She's not looking for attention.
The Reiki person or Taylor?
The Reiki person. But yeah, no. Also, Holly, I know in those PowerPoints, I do believe one of the things that it says is that Taylor was going to come out at a GLAAD event.
Correct.
In like at that was supposed to be at Stonewall. And there was this whole thing where she was supposed to wear this dress by Christian Siriano.
Yes.
But then Billy Porter ended up wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian Siriano basically like essentially confirmed this on TikTok.
Yep.
By duetting someone's theory. And it.
Yep.
So. That's why it's I think interesting that their photo they picked was the Billy Porter pick. Mm. So, though those are my thoughts on the VMAs.
VMAs or Taylor?
But just you know, I don't know. Do you? She kind of was like the star of the VMAs.
She was. I mean, there was a cameraman on her the whole time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
She was giving.
The other thing was like the huge stage malfunction that happened during Olivia Rodrigo's performance. Did you
I
see that?
I think that was planned, though.
I read that it could have been planned, but then...
Yeah. Why would it be planned?
It looked unsafe.
Supposedly in the Vampire music video, which was the song that she was singing when that happened, supposedly... I didn't watch the video, but supposedly that happens in the music video. There's like a malfunction and stuff like that. So I think they were like recreating that, but it definitely was confusing.
Everybody was confused. They were showing like everybody's reactions. What I got from the VMAs was really that like... nothing happened, and all of the outlets were trying to put something dramatic on, regardless of whether or not it was true. Like something that seemed dramatic, so they made a headline, only to later say, never mind, redact, NBD, and then now it's over.
Well, the traffic has been gained.
I honestly didn't even know it was on.
I had it on in the background, and that was pretty much my viewing of the VMAs.
There's also this like really big foundation where all these celebrities went to, like a Caring for Women thing that like I saw so many more pictures of that than the actual VMAs the same night. Like Kim Kardashian was there, Nicole Kidman, Selma Hayek.
Do you think that's because they're not allowed to post VMA like footage and they are allowed to post random photos from this gala on social media, and like outlets are not allowed to post it?
Who knows?
Are not allowed to post VMA content.
Not sure.
Yeah. Without a license.
Maybe it. I'm just saying that all these celebs went to that. Like Kim Kardashian wasn't at the VMAs.
Right. Are the VMAs not cool? Foundation.
Does she usually go to the VMAs? Like who usually goes to the VMAs? Just the people who are nominated that year.
Where was Justin?
Celebrating Haley's birthday.
Maybe because, no, but she would go with Kanye now. I guess maybe that's why.
That's why she would be there.
That's probably true. All right, I've had enough of the VMAs.
All right, me too. Let's talk about
Holly,
the next
thank you so
topic.
Much.
Thank you, Holly.
Can we talk about Kylie?
What?
No. We can't talk about Kylie.
PDA?
Yeah.
The makeup
we can talk about Kylie.
Seen around the world?
Yeah, at the US Open.
Yes.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides rides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
What did you think? What were your thoughts?
It was just so funny to me. It just like looks like they were, first of all, I saw somebody commented on like a post. It was like, damn, he looks like Kylie pre-filler. I was fucking dying. It just, and a lot of comments were like, she just looks like his big stepmom energy.
Yeah.
And it just like the way that they have their hands around each other. And she just kind of, she also had that like sort of very simple look with her like little gold panther and like her like just the sunglasses girl. Just a simple girl, and they just like were all over each other again. And it's also so funny to watch these videos of these celebs watching tennis, because you know when they know that there's a camera on them and they look like they're trying to give a shit, they're like, oh,
like the Selena one.
The Selena? I didn't see the Selena.
She was like at
tennis.
The U.S. Open. I feel like I saw a picture of her like shocked about a hit or something.
Celebs watching tennis is a very funny thing that happened this year, I feel
celebs
like.
Celebs watching entertainment is really, I do feel, becoming a new genre of like press, of a place to make a narrative.
Well, it's a nice place to make a narrative that you kind of control, because like you know the press are going to be there, and like you can send the message you want to send.
It also seems like more natural than like, let's say, Tom Sandoval calling a paparazzi to come interview him about Raquel last night kind of thing.
Kylie has never been to a fucking tennis match, okay? Like, she is now at one with Timothée, who has like 2 movies coming out, Dune and Wonka. It's just, come on.
Right,
like,
she doesn't even live in New York. Why, she's here for the U.S. Open?
Right.
How like, long do you give this relationship?
As when soon the movies are done, it's as far as I give it. But I think they're probably having fun.
Yeah, I totally agree. Why wouldn't he want to have sex with Kylie Jenner? And like, this is probably fun for her. Like, she's, what does she care if he's not terrible to hang out with?
I mean, they do, like, they're
similar
have
in
good
age.
Chemistry.
They have like high school chemistry.
And I get that's exactly what it is. It's like very like high school-y infatuation.
I mean, it's very high school-y to make out at the U.S. Open.
He has a very youthful like look.
She looks older and, though, so it's weird.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
But she's young, when you're younger.
Plastic. Her
Here's
fillers.
The thing. It like, it works because they're young and because not every relationship has to be forever. So right. If we could just be like, oh, they're just dating for fun. Yeah.
And she couldn't date Pete Davidson because like already off limits. But I feel like that would have been a good stand-in
that,
for her.
I actually think she would be way too boring for Pete Davidson.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, Kim
is
wasn't
a businesswoman,
boring.
You know, Kim has like stuff going on up there, even if she doesn't have, you know. She does.
Debatable.
She's about to be like the star of American Horror Story. So get ready for Kim to be nominated for an Emmy.
Sure. Oh my God.
Sure, Jan.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see.
But anyway, I loved it because it was so silly. Like them watching tennis together. It was just like the silliest.
Yeah. It was. It was like kind of hot, kind of weird. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of
right. It was weird. It was weird.
I just love you.
It's just fun to watch them like fake care about tennis. Like
they just want to be photographed together somewhere public.
But even other celebrities watching tennis, they are like, they know the camera's on them and they're like, oh.
Well, maybe it's an exciting point of
the
match.
Players by like being photographed like on their phone the whole time.
Like they don't give a shit. Yeah.
Well, there was a clip that I saw where Leonardo DiCaprio was like talking during a point and someone's giving him like a dirty look and like asking him to shut up. So you do have to.
Yeah, and I doubt he cared.
No, I doubt he cared.
But I'm saying it's a bad look for him.
It was a woman in the box with him. So, and like, I doubt he cared. She was like over 25, you know? So, but my point is like, there is an etiquette to it that like, I do feel like they have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Follow.
I would, if I were a celebrity and I were at the US Open, I would also make sure to like look interested in the game because I wouldn't want to have a headline saying that I was like being rude.
I would also probably be interested in the game. Like, I'm there. What the fuck else am I doing?
I probably
go inside the box if you want to talk. It's very easy to do that.
Okay.
Anyway.
So we called the Farrah Britt.
Yep.
Looks like
added to our predictions list.
Sources say.
We didn't really predict. I mean, people were talking about it. It wasn't like.
True.
We called it like years ago. Just to give ourselves.
We did
credit.
Always say it was kind of. Something.
Yeah. I mean, I saw one article on this from The Messenger. I think it's true. It says they broke up. To me, it seems like they definitely broke up. And they said it's going to be also a storyline on the next Selling Sunset episode, which to me is like the whole engagement was a storyline. So it makes sense that the breakup would also be a storyline. Like, I don't really even know if they were really ever engaged. I could see it being like a fake engagement so that they could break up.
Mm. Well, I think maybe like he knew he was doing that and she didn't. I mean, maybe it's like a Lindsay and Carl situation, sort of, where they're lying to themselves. So, like, they're therefore lying to the audience.
Could be.
Maybe.
I also saw a blind, speaking of the Richards family, I saw a blind item. Or not a blind. Maybe it was like a submission to do one.
Sammy Sleuth's part two?
This is just Sammy reads, like, whatever comes up in her algorithm, which was that Kyle and Morgan Wade were spotted in Paris at, like, a random cafe. They were clearly not trying to be photographed. Like some.
You sent me that?
Yeah. It was that they were spotted in the cafe, like canoodling, like being very close.
Yeah.
You know,
and then,
more than friends.
Then I think Kyle saw that maybe. And so then she posted them like walking. They're walking there and there's all these cameras around. So she like films the cameras. So it's like they're not there privately.
Well, also, Morgan isn't there privately. She's doing a show there. It was that Kyle was there with her. And that I don't think the point. I think the point
they
is
were
just
saying
that
they were there because they thought nobody would notice them. And therefore, they were there. It's like it was like a real intimate moment.
Right. I don't think that's why they were there. But I think they weren't expecting like anyone to recognize them. They probably thought it was like more intimate. No one would see them. But
Kyle
they
has
were
a girlfriend.
There.
Why doesn't she just say she has a girlfriend?
Maybe she doesn't want to because she doesn't want to.
She doesn't want to.
She's on a reality show. Like
Glad didn't post her.
Yeah.
It's true. It's not.
I think I could see Kyle as someone who's like doesn't want to like mess with her perfect existing image.
That's already, I think that ship has sailed. Also, Mauricio on Dancing with the Stars, I think having sex with a lot of women. No way that's not true.
I think he was probably doing that the whole time.
Maybe, but now I think he's probably doing it more. Especially with his new bod.
Wait, why?
With his new mirror selfie bod.
Wait, why do you think him being on Dancing with the Stars means he's philandering?
I just think
like... Because he's just not with Kyle. Like
he's not with Kyle.
And...
Kyle's in Paris canoodling with this woman. They're separated. And
But like, Dancing with Stars is live. It hasn't started yet.
I know, but he's in practice. And so many people, I feel like, wind
up... You think he's going to hook up with Ariana?
No.
I don't either.
I don't think so.
I think he's too old for, I don't see her as someone who's like into like older men.
I think she's too old for him.
Okay.
Okay,
no,
go there.
I don't think she's too old for him. She's not, but I do think that.
I feel like he's going to like his next girlfriend is going to be like 26.
Yeah. And like look like somebody from Selling Sunset.
I think they will look like somebody from Selling Sunset, but I think they're going to be like 30.
Okay, that's still younger than Ariana.
I think he could be with a 38-year-old. I could see that.
Wait, did you see, just really, really quick, Joe Jonas, because last time we talked, this was a big convo. Joe Jonas addressed his split saying at his concert, saying basically like, if you don't hear it from me, don't believe it. And that, okay, whatever. But then all of a sudden you see these paparazzi photos of Sophie Turner looking like not herself. Like she's smoking a cigarette. Her hair,
I think she was
short, blonde.
She was filming
on a movie set. Yeah.
And then it didn't say that, right?
Okay.
So then people were like, she's filming a movie. Like this is, and then it was confirmed she was in Spain filming some drama called Joan. And it made me think that like, also now, because of this narrative, because of all of his PR, made me think that, like, that was still from him. Like, okay, now go get a picture of Sophie looking like, you know, bad mom. To,
interesting.
Promote my narrative.
That's because diabolical. Here's,
because I was thinking, I mean, obviously this is just a theory.
Joe says
I was
that's thinking not about true. It,
like, Joe says?
Yeah, in his statement, he implies that's
not true. You have to believe everything, only believe yeah. it if he says it.
Yeah, because he doesn't say anything, though. And when was the last time you saw a picture of... When was the last time you saw him out and about with his kids? Literally never. So when all of this stuff comes out, he's now suddenly out with his kids and like, a woman, nanny, or whoever it is. It's just, like... So he is using paparazzi for a PR narrative, right? I wouldn't put it past him or his team to do this as well. And...
But I feel like everyone knows that's what he's doing now. Like, I've seen reports of that so many places.
Yeah,
that
it's like really not working. It's backfiring. Right. People can see through it. But at the end of the day, not all people can see through it.
I think there was actually an article in Vox sort of like along the lines of what we said, what we've been saying. I've been trying to find it. Like, all of these like old school strategies don't work.
Yeah, you said
because we know like you're not being followed enough. So here's that when you conveniently have something to say, someone's like, let's be here for you.
And that's why these like celebrity outings rather than like paparazzi photos are going to probably be the next sort of PR,
right?
PR like placement.
Because here's the thing,
you know,
even if like we've always known, people have always known, now there's places for them to like discuss it and amp each other up about knowing. So it's not like your exactly. opinion in isolation. It's not like in the, you just see an article in Us Weekly in like 2000. Now you can just talk about it and rile each other up with other strangers on the internet all day.
But it's not even that. It's like there was nowhere for the people who knew how that worked to explain it and no incentive for them to. Right. Now the incentive is like for people to be more vocal from their own voice. And there's like more outlets for them to use it rather than like if it makes it into Us Weekly or if it makes it into People, that's how the narrative gets placed. But like now there's other places to make a narrative. Right. So it's so obvious when they use like the older channels.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Finished and just like that. That was some of the laziest script writing I've ever seen. And just the most
wasn't I
absurd.
Right that it was just so bad?
It was just so absurd that you're kind of like, ooh, how did no one stop this from just like turning into this thing?
She got this fucking four-bedroom apartment in Gramercy.
When are you coming
back? And all of a sudden he's like, MVM, like 5 years. My theory.
What a loser.
yeah. And also, like, what did no one have a discussion? Who buys an apartment for Like, did she expect them to live there? Just three bedrooms for each kid when they're in town.
Yeah.
When they're in town, that to me is like not, like you're not managing your late husband's money well. And like.
And she's renting the other, or she's like sold the other one for very cheap or something.
Yeah, so it's very, it's not good look for women and finances. Like,
Carrie has never been a picture of good women finances.
My theory though is that Aiden, this is the long game. And Aiden as revenge long game. And Aiden got the email from Carrie and he's like, all right, I'm going to get this bitch back. And so he has sort of made her like fall in love with him. So
he's like diabolical.
And then, yeah. And so then he did this thing, which is, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Carrie,
he did this thing.
I wasn't
he,
there, okay,
because
Carrie.
He keeps telling, it's unreasonable for this adult man to not want to walk into an apartment.
He's like, also the fact that he's like, I want to wait until my son is 20.
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
Not like 18, not like in college, 20.
Oh my God. And she was like, she was just down. She's like, okay, I guess. It was really dumb. But hold on. He refuses to go into an apartment.
Like, also
an
crazy.
Adult man.
Immediate red flag.
No, but yes, but this makes me think that this is part of his strategy. So this pushes Carrie to then think, let me buy a new place. And he knows how much she loves that place. So it forces them out. He isolates her in a new, very expensive Gramercy place and promises her this new future, all of this shit, and then says, NVM, sorry, after she's already bought it. It's just like he's gotten his final revenge because back then, remember, the apartment was the sticking point.
Honestly, like, I hope that that is what's going on with him because otherwise it doesn't make any sense that she would be attracted to him at all. None of it makes
the
any
coat?
Sense. The coat, the like cheesiness, the bad jokes, just like the
underwear,
all just of like, it. Like, there, it's just funny.
So
also, they're trying
bad.
To make them so sensual, like they're like all over each other, and it's like, ugh, no one believes this. Get out of here.
No. Also, Carrie deserves better.
Also, no, I don't care about any of those other storylines, like the Anthony one with the young Russian guy. Is he Russian? French?
He's not Russian.
Is he French? Italian? No, he's Italian. With the young Italian guy?
He's the one with the big penis.
Like that is a plot line. Like, did not care.
Right. Right.
Didn't care about the Seema plot line. Didn't make any sense. Samantha was great.
She's in love.
I actually thought Samantha was the highlight of the episode.
Did you? I felt her acting was a little rough to watch.
She was herself, I thought.
I was very thankful in that moment that she was not back.
Really? I kind of missed her.
Yes. I feel like it would have made the show not, it would have ruined it.
I wonder how much she got paid for that.
The delivery was not exactly as she, nobody's as good as they were.
I've just like, I've never seen such a like flagrant money grab that is like not even trying to pretend to be like something substantial.
Yes, you have. Yeah. Sex in the City movie 2.
Since Sex in the City movie 2. This is worse. I actually thought Sex in the City movie 2 was like pretty entertaining. This is worse.
Is that when they go to Abu Dhabi?
Yeah. A Poughkeepsie in my pants.
And she goes, Abu Dhabi do, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, there were some lines.
Poughkeepsie in my pants was the first.
The first movie when Big leaves her at the altar, I thought, great. That was awesome. That like made sense. He would do that.
Yeah.
Like,
it was
the premise
hard.
Made sense. It was good. Yes. It was.
And then didn't Charlotte shit her pants or something?
Yeah.
The first
my pants,
movie was pretty solid. They should have just stopped.
That's Abu Dhabi.
They should have just stopped there.
Wait, Holly says that Kim Cattrall got $1 million.
Just for that scene?
Get it.
Shut up. I would have done that too.
Of course. Okay. What's the minimum you would do it for?
I don't know how much Kim Cattrall's making on other projects. It's really all relative. But that's, I mean, even you. for anyone, that's like, that's a good
payday. I would have
done
it for like 30K. Like, that's just nothing. It's like
30K.
She did like,
she's
there's,
all right.
There's a lot of money between 30K and a million.
She got a million.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you sure?
It was so minimal.
She got $1 million.
Holly said
for
it was
that?
A million.
I mean, I guess it got a lot of press for the show, so they probably saw that as like free press.
Oh, definitely. I will go watch that episode just to see.
Yeah.
And I don't even care about the show.
No. Okay. They went on her in the first movie when Big leaves her at the altar. They all decide to take her on her own honeymoon. They exchange the two tickets for four tickets, which you're not allowed to do. But everyone in the movie has you pretending that you could do that.
It was pre-9/11.
And they all, I don't even think you could do that pre-9/11. And then they all go to Mexico to like help Harry heal. And she just like lies in bed lifeless the entire time.
When did they
go to Abu Dhabi? Abu Dhabi's movie two.
Right. Okay, it was Mexico.
Abu Dhabi movie two is like Samantha's, they go to Abu Dhabi because Samantha has like a press trip there and she like, Nagel's
she
bringing
like
them all.
She gets caught having sex on the beach or something.
Right, that I remember. I remember them like being in the sand pits.
Yeah.
Oh, the premise for the second movie, Holly says, is that Carrie is having a second year itch with Big. Second year.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
That writing
anyway,
was on the wall. Oh, yeah, because she wants to go out and he wants to stay in.
It's just like Joe and
that was,
and Sophie.
Isn't that what happened in the first episode of the show?
No.
All right. Anyway, should we send someone to the Caymans?
Let's send someone to the Caymans. Mm. Who are we sending?
Joe
we
Jonas.
Could send Timothée's PR team.
No, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, okay. we could send the Vitamins.
What if we don't want to send anyone? We don't
to
send.
We reserve the right to not send anyone to the Caymans today.
Yeah, we don't.
We make our own rules.
Right. This isn't like that kind of government that we just need to punish people just for show.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. But should we reward someone?
I think we should reward.
Maybe we should do a positive one where we give but like not just a listener, like a celebrity, like who?
Oh. I see your point.
Right. Who gets props?
Is there anyone who you think
deserves?
Who's
the bitch of the week?
No, I know this is, some people say too much Taylor Swift, but one person, or many people really like the Taylor Swift, so whatever. One person named her name, I'm not going to read her name because it really might be her name. She says, my favorite thing. This podcast/friend trio is basically my favorite thing. We magically have all the same interests and love sharing the 1989 birth year with you. I love how genuine your friendship comes through. It's something that can't be faked. If you read my review on the pod, please send me to wherever Taylor is that week.
Oh, okay. Big Taylor fan.
So why don't we
send... Wasn't she at the VMAs?
Well, not this anymore. Why don't we send her to live in Electric Lady Studios, which is where everyone camps out and... like waits for Taylor to walk to her car.
That sounds like literally the worst thing I could possibly imagine.
No. She's a fan, Holly.
Yeah,
would a fan
you're sending her to wait
electric...
outside for Taylor Swift?
No, not outside. Inside. She's getting
she's
a secret session.
Taylor is in New York right now.
Yeah, Taylor's in New York. This listener would get a secret session because they would be inside. Yeah, she's not outside. I'm just explaining that what it is where everyone waits outside.
Sorry.
But
she's in the vestibule.
What happens when you're inside?
She gets to be in there while Taylor's doing her music.
I feel like Taylor is like a little is maybe like portrayed as a little too goddess-like. Like she gets to be inside the room that Taylor is also in.
She's not just in the room while she's making the music while she's working. Like you get to hear her make the music. Is the reward.
I think that's a pretty special thing.
Wouldn't you want
that?
You're
a really big fan.
I guess.
I would want... Aileen, would you not want to go listen to Mumford record?
I would die, yeah.
Right, you'd die. So this is like the best thing ever. All right.
Okay. Are there snacks? I'm with you.
Yes.
There's definitely good snacks.
There's probably even bottled water too.
Very least, there's pizza, you know? You could ask for a pizza.
Okay. I imagine they get whatever they want.
Well, our listener can get... all of the snacks and pizza while she's inside watching Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. And she gets the selfie with Taylor. Oh, this is all hypothetical.
And she could also stay wherever she wants because we're flying her in, unless she lives here, in which case, sorry, we're not paying for it.
Hypothetically.
Even. Enjoy your time with Tay.
The hypothetical budget is tight.
The hypothetical allowance that Taylor will let you into her recording session. But I can't believe you thought I was going to send her to wait outside.
I really thought you were doing that.
No, I
that
was just explaining.
For this week's At Betches podcast, you can follow me at Aileen.
Follow me at Sammy.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham. All right.
Did you want me to say it this
time? I figured you were me, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow @Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.